If you feel like your vote doesn't count, Carl Moses and Bryce Edgeman would probably beg to differ. Each candidate has 767 votes in the race for the Democratic nomination in House District 37, after two previously discarded special needs ballots were opened and counted in Juneau this morning. Following state law, the tie will be broken by a coin toss Monday afternoon. Edgeman says there's a lesson here.
You know, the old adage that every vote counts certainly has been underscored more than ever now. And I think there's a lot of voters out there who perhaps didn't vote or who chose to vote for a statewide candidate over a local candidate who may be rethinking their strategy a couple of years from now and for many more elections to come, given the high-profile outcome of this race between myself and Representative Moses.
It's been a month since voters cast their ballots in the House District 37 Democratic primary. The race was close enough to trigger a recount of the district's votes, which took place last weekend, and left Edgeman trailing Moses by a single ballot. But Edgeman filed suit with the Alaska Supreme Court, arguing that three ballots had been illegitimately thrown out. Moses also challenged three ballots, and in a decision on Thursday, the Supreme Court ordered the state elections officers to reinstate five of them. Three ballots were counted on Thursday, leaving the candidates tied. The remaining two were sealed special needs ballots. They were taken to Juneau by courier, where they were opened this morning. Each candidate picked up one, so the race will be decided by a coin toss. Moses had been confident of his chances throughout the race. Today, he acknowledged that it's out of his hands.
Well, it's all a matter of luck now.
In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.